please like, comment, and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Tora.
And this is our podcast, Kicking It with Kim and Tora. Thank you so much for joining us today.
We would always like to let you know that we want you all to comment, like, and subscribe, just like we say at the end, because we want to get you all involved in some of the things that we talk about. Like today, we are definitely going to start off with talking about the Georgia Guidestones. Queen, tell them.
Which were bombed at 4:03 this morning, July 6th. And well, let's just have the whole conspiracy. They're saying that they were bombed at 4:03:33 because they show the live video, 4:03 mm-hmm. and 33 seconds. And so they're tying that to the Masonic 33.
Yes.
Yeah. But the Georgia Guidestones were built in about 1980. There are four big stones in the shape of an X with a one in the center and one over the top. They have 10 precepts written in about 8 different languages. And some of the goals are to maintain humanity at 500,000 people and a bunch of whole other stuff. But people typically think that they're satanic. They're about 40, 50 miles outside of Atlanta. And so a lot of the people on the internet have been rejoicing that they're partially destroyed. And then I just saw somebody saying they're totally level, but I didn't see that. I don't know if he's just talking crap, but I certainly
down
saw,
on the video I saw, it was down.
Totally level?
Yeah, it was told the video. I mean, if the video on YouTube is real, it is totally down.
So I wonder, did they hit it again or did it, I don't know, because I saw it midday and
but
it was only one stone.
In 1980, it really brings me pause, you know?
Why?
Because I just don't feel like they had the better judgment of the world. I mean, it's different when you didn't have the knowledge of the world that we have. Well, I don't know if they didn't have the knowledge of the world, but usually things I feel like was created over 5,000 years ago, it was still based on spirituality. In 1980, I feel like that was on someone's idea.
It was an NWO thing because he came anonymously and said he was represented by a group of men. And, you know, there's a plaque that has, it's just a whole bunch of stuff. But there's a ton of information about that on the internet. But our thoughts are it's New World Order. It talks about governing faith. It talks about a global language, all of that.
Really? I am going to go in full detail. I did not know this.
Mm-hmm,
I did not know this. So this is where human sacrifices was taking place too?
I'm not aware of that. I'm just aware that some mysterious man came, commissioned this, had it built out of granite, and it stands for the world to see. But it's curious that it was bombed the day after CERN started back up as Large Hadron Collider. What do you
and
think
that
about
is
that?
Just literally merge into our other topic of CERN, which is, you know, to me, a parallel conversation because from what I heard, CERN was built on our melanin. I mean, these are just the rumors that I hear from the internet. If it's on the internet, they say it's true.
I heard something similar, but explain it to us because I didn't.
But they're saying that if you know, all the kidnappings and all the missing people and missing children, they were saying all of the hundreds and millions of people that have been just disappearing is because they were trying to get our DNA, our melanin, and using our pineal gland, everything from our human spiritual body to make this spiritual thing. Because this is what this thing is supposed to be when it collides the particles together and blase, blase. It was supposed to recreate life as the Big Bang theory of life.
Yes. So they're creating black holes.
Mm-hmm.
They say on their website that if they're creating black holes, they're only minor ones, whatever that means.
I know.
But the people are saying that they're trying to open a portal. And I have heard that.
So if they have to do it fakely, because they can't let us just walk into this portal that we probably by birthright can just go into the other world because we're black.
Well, they're saying they're trying to bring demons in. They're saying that they're trying to bring demons in to support their demonic agendas. And they publicly said they may let someone in or send someone through. But I have heard that there are child sacrifices at CERN, like as these people do everywhere they go.
Everywhere they
sacrifices.
Go.
Yeah.
My spiritual side always plays chess with their thinking. Mm-hmm. And my spiritual side says, no, they want to take what's ours and make it theirs. So they can't program another Black person to go into the other world or go into outer world or other galaxies and not speak for what's the truth. Because they don't trust us. You know that. They only trust us with their babies and everything else. When it comes to their money.
And their food and everything.
Yeah, they don't trust us. So they can't trust to let me go into this wherever lands or wherever earth and speak for the world that we might need. You know, we might need this, we might need that. They know that I'll come out there and be like, y'all, okay, I'm here. They down there, they tripping. They are dogging us out. They are treating us bad. They're enslaving us. They can't risk that. So I believe they have to create an entity of me and of my godliness and send that forth to speak on our behalf, to manipulate, almost like they would see a text message or a computer message come through and they're reading it, the aliens or whatever you want to call it, the other people in the world, they would be reading it and they would be like, oh my gosh, so we're getting our family members, distant family members from this planet is saying they need help to save their planet because so-and-so is going on. But that's not really what I'm saying.
I think our people know that anyway. I think that CERN is not for that. Our people already know. Our ancestors.
I feel like they would come back by families, now in whatever. Abundance. I feel like they would have come back in abundance.
They're
by
coming now.
Now. Like
that's why everything's changing. They're coming now.
That's feel like I they're on their that's way. I believe that. And I know I love to do conspiracy theories. I love it just as much as the rest of the people. But I think that if they are on their way or they're here, I think they're trying to contact them if that's it. But I also think that there's two things. That's us that's good. And then there's somebody who's evil. And they're trying to contact their evil people to help fight the good people that's on their way or about to be on their way.
So when you look on CERN's website, they're telling you that they're taking these minute particles and colliding them together at exorbitant speeds to try to explore antimatter, dark matter, dark
but
energy.
CERN says CERN says it's not dark in that way. Not in that way. Like, what other way can you say?
Everything dark, now that's where I agree with you, that everything dark is us. We are, I can see in the dark, we come from that. So yeah, I think that what I really think is that they want to control the world. I don't know why, but they want everybody to be a slave and they have all the money and we're poor and we own nothing and we love it. All that foolishness that they keep talking, but it's not working. And they're trying to use CERN to open portals to let entities in or to do something to change the result, because they claim, somebody claims, the internet claims that there was a project called, I don't know the name of the project, but that they were trying to predict the future and every scenario brought an outcome that they didn't want. And they don't tell anybody what that outcome is, but they kept trying to do different things. And so for me, that means we win, you know it, and that's not gonna work. CERN's not working either. Georgia Guidestones are bombed down. I just don't think it works. Now, you had mentioned that they recreated the world yesterday and that they ended the world in 2012. What are people or you meaning when you say those things?
Well, this is from what I gathered. This is just my own personal opinion, is that in 2012, they tried to do exactly what they did yesterday, which was to create the Eve gene, which is us. You know,
they're trying to create the Eve gene.
That's what I believe. I believe they are trying to find a way to eliminate the spiritual Black woman by recreating us through a entity of whatever they think they can do. I think they found out about the spiritual power. I think they found out about, because if you look and you read everything, they talk about mental telepathy and they talk about, you know, teleporting and they talk about astral travel. It's like,
CERN talks about that, or people talk about that?
People talk about what CERN was doing and trying to do. They always say that they had inside knowledge, you know, somebody who loved to talk and want to say what's really going on, you know, just like in everything in this world now.
Right.
You know, people can't keep it to themselves. They want to tell somebody and then somebody tells somebody. So my thing is this, once they strive to do that, something terrible happened. You know what I'm saying? I just think that something terrible happened and they literally put us in a alternate universe where they, you know, almost like the Mandela effect thing.
A lot of people are saying that.
Yeah, but I think they sent us back and I really want to believe that.
Yesterday, they sent us back?
I believe they said, and this is just me. This is just Torah. I can be all I want to be in this world. They took us back to the old world. And the reason why I said this is because I had a hysterectomy in 2012. I felt my womb yesterday. And I was just like, God. And Antoine was just like, what are you talking about, CERN? Don't blame your ways on CERN. I'm like, so I'm letting him listen to it. I'm like, sweetheart, you don't understand it. You're not the spiritual guide. I said, I've always been in touch with my spiritual side. I really believe that's what the scissor they put it. I call me and my daughters calls it scissor. They put in our bodies. I believe what that scissors? Is so we could tap out the vats. The vats.
Y'all call them scissors? Like
we call it scissor, like the how to the
oh scissor. Oh,
rappers, the rappers be drinking the scissor.
Like scissor.
Yeah,
okay.
They call it their whatever. Scissor. Okay. The lean, right. That's what Victoria called it, lean. She'd be like, I got all this lean in my body. So I literally think that was so when we do go back, we can handle, most of us can handle was either we going back for or to make sure we don't live, you know, eventually everybody start getting sick from little this and little that because of the old going back to the old universe that is dying off. They like, we going back. We can't take all these people back with us. What we going to do? You know what I'm saying? I just think it's so big. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's really big, but I don't think what you think. I think it's really huge, but I have a whole different viewpoint, but I'm just going to go with that because it's different and we'll just go with that. But I will say that it is clear that there is something that shouldn't be happening at CERN. They are trying to do things they probably shouldn't be doing. And my belief is it's not working in the way they intend. And that's why they came back and tried to do it again. But at the end of the day, I don't care what they do, what time they do it, how many times, we win. This is our planet.
It has to be. And the reason
why the planet's coming back to life too. The planet's becoming more animated and alive too. So the planet's going to help
growing. Our trees are growing.
Yeah.
And the reason, two things really quick, because when a certain president was in office, everything was dying off. So I do believe, I did see that.
The one that just left?
Yes. Yes, I used to be like, oh my God, it is freaking April, it's May. Why are our trees so dead? They are green and lush this year. We just came from Buffalo. And when I tell you, I got videos to show you about how lush and pyramidy looking hills we saw. Full, you know, I'm just buying it that the planet's coming back to life and they know it. That too.
We've been walking along the paths and the trees are just gorgeous, beautiful.
Yeah, so you know what that means. That people are saying that they're standing by trees and trees are touching their shoulders.
I've seen that. Have you seen the ones showing the trees moving?
Oh, I've seen.
I don't know if it's real or not, but I've seen them.
I believe it. I mean, it's not far for me not to believe. And then I believe that with the CERN, I really believe that they found out about who Mother Earth really was. Mm-hmm. And I think that they found out that it was led by Black folks. And the reason why I'm saying this to you is because when I watched the live stream, which people would probably know me wouldn't think I'd even be interested in stuff like that, but I did. I watched it from when they collided, when they told us they were doing this and doing that. I saw none of us. I just needed to see one brother with some dreads or one brother with one sister with an F. I saw none of us. And you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Us. Mm-hmm. You and I. I didn't see any of us.
You know what? When I did the YouTube video on CERN, I put in there a picture of, they had a big picture of all their past alumni, students who come through there. Mm-hmm. I gotta go back. I know there were a ton of whites, but I don't know if there were any.
If you see dark, just don't think dark mean us, because there were a lot of Indians or whatever.
With the darker skin. Yeah, I don't know if
there were any. That's not us.
Yeah, I don't know if there were any. I'm going to go back and look. These people are diabolical, but it doesn't matter.
So like I said, all I needed to see was just one spiritual us there, because I know that means we let them see it. So spiritually, we all are going to telepathically know what's going on anyway. It's going to just zap into some of us out here, even if we weren't there. They didn't even let us in. I was like looking around the whole time, just trying to tap in.
I didn't watch it, so I believe you. And that is, you would think they have students and scientists and physicists from all over the globe. Every year they give out scholarships, they have all these people come, and to have no people like us.
And when I tell you, I saw people that looked like they could have come from the trailer park there, I'm like, yeah, she intelligent?
I believe
I seen dudes who looked like their last name was Patel, or, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Any Hindu name, no Tyrell Johnson, you know what I'm saying? No,
you know about Shiva in front of the sun?
I heard about what she represented, but then I heard the Hindu people saying she wasn't evil. They made her evil. You know what I'm saying?
It's like a male. It's one of the three Hindu deities. I heard people say that.
It's her. So now they're saying it's a him?
Lord Shiva?
Yes. They're saying that she, I thought it was only, but they were saying she was a Hindu goddess, not even God, a goddess. So now I got to look that up. Now they're saying
understanding is that Shiva was a male and he was worshipped as the destroyer and transformer of the world. And then people were, because I did a video, of course, on TikTok. Mascot. I took an excerpt from my YouTube video about Lord Shiva and put it on TikTok. And then some Hindu person or Indian or something came on there and said what you're saying, that Shiva is benevolent.
Yes.
And something about...
It was about life. Something. It was supposed to be giving the hands of life in all directions.
But a friend of mine who studied all that said that Shiva comes in different... formations, and that the formation that they have Shiva in front of CERN is definitely one of destruction.
I believe that. I thank you for sharing that with me, because I can see that, because the one I know spiritually from me to this, what I saw, I saw that that was what was given off. Now the one that's in front of there now, I didn't feel the spirituality of it. I didn't see the significance of it. And now that I know that it could be the other version of it that they go with, I can believe that. Wow. That's why I was like, I don't know if that's the right one, because they're saying that one is the evil one. But from everything I've always studied about the Hindu god, it was the tree and hands of life. Like that tree that you talk to, it has life in it. It can speak life to you and from you. And basically they're saying that's the same way you see babies talking to the spiritual world and can see the other side very clearly. And, you know, you have mothers going, who are you talking to? And they looking like, don't you see it? You know, like they right here.
Yeah.
So that's basically what I've been told about the Hindu god. And it was goddess.
Well, there were three, and this is only one of them, but I don't know. I mean, I'm no expert on Hindu deities.
But think about life though. The good, the bad, and the in-between. So it could be three. Everything is see no evil, speak no evil, hear no, you know, so it could be three of everything. But if that's what they're going with, the evil one, that scares me. That freaks me out.
I mean, I don't see CERN as a benevolent facility. I don't see them doing anything positive, and I guess time will tell. I don't know how we know that the world ended and or began again or shifted, but all I know is I live in a world where I win and the people who think like me win, and I'm not settling for anything else.
So, you know, like, I mean, I'm not a biblical person at all, so I wouldn't be able to preach the Bible to anybody, but just me spiritually says everything gets worse before it gets better. And I'm just thinking, how much more traumatic is it going to get? Like, isn't this the end? And aren't we in hell now? Isn't this when God or the divine or the creator of the Most High comes down and gets up gets
well,
us.
Well, you know, in Revelation, it talks about that evil one being released, loosed from the pit of hell back onto here. So a lot of people are saying that's what CERN is trying to facilitate, is the opening of a portal. But that's what it says in Revelations. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, we don't have the mark. I mean, depending on what the mark of the beast is, we don't have it yet. There's a lot of things that have to happen in Revelation.
Now that to me is haven't happened. The mark of the beast, that to me is something that I think they programmed Black people to believe so they would never be in touch with their spiritual side and always fear the three sixes.
I don't think it's 666, but I do think there's a mark of the beast.
Yeah, but I think 666 is something significant, or even anything even that accompanies that. I think it's significant, but they like put this in there so they can always know if it come back or if it happened, they'll fear it and run from it. Nah, you can't get me like that.
When Revelation says there's going to be a mark on the forehead, mm-hmm. and without that mark, you cannot buy food, you cannot do anything, you don't believe that?
No, I believe in that sense, that's a different mark of the beast. That is this corporate America wanting us to follow their rules and their laws, which our spiritual side, as I've already told us, like almost like the COVID shot. Like our spiritual side has already said, it already told you, no, you're not getting it. I don't care what happened.
Tell me that's not something they're doing to help us.
Those to me, that could be the first mark. You know what I mean?
I thought too. Or that's the thing that makes you more likely to take the mark. Because that can be, according to Elon Musk and everybody else, it's software that can be activated.
I believe that. And I believe that. I believe it is. They uploaded some type of, I don't know, DNA software into our bodies. And like I said, I think everything comes in phases. I definitely don't think anybody ever just says, boom, here. So I believe that could be one phase of the mark. There's another phase coming. I don't know what it could, maybe it's the droughts. Maybe it's the food shortages, like to see.
Or maybe it's the digital ID, where they want everyone to put their vax status on a digital ID that contains all of your health information. Mm-hmm.
That could be another one. You know, I just believe that whatever the mark is, it will come in phases. And I believe that it's written somewhere in somebody's book that they feel like that this is how it all comes together. I don't know why they still writing the same script or still on the same script. At some point in time, somebody got to speak up and be like, yeah, that's what they was talking about back in 200 million years ago. But now we've moved on. Let's try to, you know, I don't understand what makes this guideline or book they've been going with. So I don't know. Like, I can't imagine them knowing that this was going to be a disease that was going to wipe out only Black people and overweight Black people. And, you know, Black people who could normally live 100 years being overweight. Like my grandmother was a full figured woman, 80 years old when she died, smoked cigarettes and everything. So, but people like her got wiped out with COVID. You know what I'm saying?
Your grandmother got wiped? Oh, people who reminded you of her.
Yeah, and when I saw a woman on there with gray hair, full figured, they said, you know, oh, she smoked and she was obese. That was my grandmother, and she had nothing stopped her. It wasn't like she was with a walker or nothing. She got up every day, went and played her lotteries, drove everything. She had her mind was never depleted. You know what I'm saying? My husband's grandmother, mine is still there. Don't go to the doctors. You know what I'm saying? Everything she kicked COVID's butt, but she had it and kicked it. And so my thing is this, and she didn't get the shot, by the way. I meant to tell you that.
COVID was created, though. I'm pretty sure of that. I don't think there's any book about that. The fight here is...
No, not about COVID, but about you need to set this in place so you can make this happen. You know what I mean? Like, develop something to wipe off a group of people. I think that is written in a manuscript for them to follow.
That's why they did the Georgia Guidestones. The mm-hmm. depopulation is their agenda. To me, like, we're way off our topics, but to me, this is a fight between good and evil. And evil didn't just come up with this plan in 2020 or 2000. This has been centuries in the making. And so everything they do is to push that plan, but that's just what I see. Okay, so I'm going to just jump up to TikTok racism, because that is a really big thing. Mm-hmm. What is going on with TikTok?
TikTok has made, I think, trillions off of us and our backs, as everybody else has in the world. And once they do that, just like everything else in the world, then they take us and shut the door on us. We can't get in anymore. And they only maybe let a handful in, but even the handful they let in, they treat like crap. Because I
and feel those handful are very vanilla. And I don't mean in color, I mean in personality, I mean in content. They're just smiling and and there's or nothing of substance.
A woman has 2.3, I was going to send it to you, but I don't want the footprint to go on you, because once you tag somebody in something, then you'll start getting that footprint. Okay. Or sending stuff.
Oh, the even algorithm. Right.
Yes, the algorithm. Mm-hmm. She has 2.3 million likes. Full figure black woman sitting in her car. Oh, God,
you have 2 million likes.
No. On one video, because she's bashing black men. You this. And
that's to the For You page, no doubt.
Hardcore cursing. When do they ever allow? I'm talking about you black in this and you black in this.
Why? What have black men done to her?
Nothing that bad that you would want that to come out your mouth. Like, I get
on
it.
On a platform like that.
Yes, I get it. If you have been burned by a black man, I get you.
It happens, but I mean, you know.
Because you have other black men in your life, hopefully, that are good for their sake. They group us all together, so let's not even talk about that bad one. You know what I mean?
She got over 2 million likes on one video. She got more than 2 million views. I've never seen a video where everybody that viewed it liked it. She must have gotten like 5 million views.
I wouldn't even click on, once it popped on my For You page and I saw her likes, I didn't even go back out to her whole content. Mm-hmm. See, because I felt a tear drop down my eye.
Oh, wow.
I said, God, is this what selling your soul feels like? Because she might not know
that. There are many ways to sell your soul, yes. And that's probably one of them.
I'm afraid to sell my soul. That for me, that's the only thing left.
I'm not afraid. I'm adamant that I won't. I'm going to stay the damn human that my divine creator made me. And I'll just go out. I'll go out. I have lived a full life. If it's between that, and I'll go right on out. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I had a talk with my daughters after that. I said, listen, and that's what I love about my kids. We all get it. Like, just because you might date outside your race, we don't bash our race. You know what I'm saying? We don't be like, I'm dating that black man, I'm over them. No, it never comes down to that. It's just who they around, who they're attracted
who
to.
They who they prefer. Are. It's okay.
Yeah, it's never been what you hear on social media. Then I saw this black guy. He only had maybe like 1.5 million likes. With the heart, and I wish we could see their gifts, because he had the little gift thing on there. So
I get that on a lot of my videos. Does that mean people are giving me gifts?
Well, they will. That means that video qualifies for gifts.
So we don't know if you got them or not.
So yeah, they you'll get them every when they send you your statement and say, okay, your money is ready or whatever, or check your balance.
We're gonna have to talk about that, because I don't know how that works. Okay, so he had 1.5 million likes and a gift thing, and then what?
And then he was bashing black women. Y'all want to be called queens? Ain't nothing queens. And I was just like, how is this up here? If I say this about any race other than my own,
they're going to call it hate speech. It's hate speech.
And then I reported it, girl, and went back, and it was still there. And I reported it. This is how racist they are.
I know a guy, I don't know him, but I'm TikTok friends with a guy. Mm-hmm. He's on his fifth account, and they're so racist toward him that they now, because he took all his videos down. He was done with them. He took all his videos down. He only has like 3 or 4 videos. And so since they can't ban or mute or whatever his videos, they sent him a notice that some of his followers are inauthentic and they're going to be removing them. So he was like, now you can't get my videos. You're taking my followers.
Inauthentic? What does that even mean?
He said he showed it on the video and said it was a notice saying something about TikTok's concern with only authentic followers or not having inauthentic. I remember that term. And we will be removing some of your followers.
They have a thing on it. I just read it the other day. You can purchase followers. I was literally reading it. It was on TikTok. Yes. And I was like, oh, so some people be buying followers? Because it was like $99 and it will reach over 250,000 viewers. And I was like, people, I would not even.
That's not promote. That's not what promoting is.
No, promoting is more so like you, if you have a business and you want to pay for your business, your hair product business, to appear on
other. But I mean, when they ask me, do I want to boost, which I never do, because I'm not paying TikTok or dime. Right. But when boost, they ask me, do I want to boost, yes, or promote my video?
That means you bought your followers. There. Yep, that means you bought followers.
Oh, yeah,
because I read it just because I was bored at the hotel the other day, and I just read it, and I was like, let me see what this is. And I read the whole thing. I was like, wow. So that's how a lot of, I guess they put it up there for the celebrities to be able to do. So they, you know, when they
Come out the gate with 3-4 million followers. But you know, every black content creator I have seen that posts substance, not just, I'm at the concert.
Brother Jamal.
Any race-related substance, they're banned, they are provoked, they are muted. I mean, I can't tell you how many videos keep coming across my page. And I can only think back, all the crap. You know how I post about the NWO, the globalists, the this, the that. I'm all over them.
Yeah.
They don't come. The only time where they took my account from me was when I posted back-to-back-to-back black videos.
But you didn't bash, curse, or say anything. So who in the world would sit there and feel the need to just go through and say, I need to make sure these videos, it was from the company. It was from the company. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't from
a company.
It was from the people who work at TikTok, who have an algorithm gatekeeper. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was like, oh, we got one. We got one.
Black people should keep posting about black people. You maybe can do one or two, but I'll be damned if you're going to do four, because we're not having it.
We're not having it. If you do it, we will either block you or do what they did with you, muted you until after the 19th.
They bad. They took my whole account, and then they kept saying, oh, it's bad. It's bad. And they wouldn't let me back in for two weeks.
That's the buffoonery I'm talking about. Don't try to insult my intelligence, because that's when I get offended. And that's why I don't understand. Like, I'm like, yeah, man. So Victoria said, Mom, get another account. I swear to God to you, she said this.
Victoria's a star on TikTok.
She said, get another account, Mom, because I think they shadow banning you. I was like, no, Mommy, they are not shadow banning me. They just punishing me. I said, these people are think-minded people. They know, they can see the grid going up and who's becoming famous from just being a natural person, and they can't have that. I said, I can put up content tomorrow, which that video of the tractor trailers was actually for Victoria to show her. Okay. I was like, this is to show you, it's not me. They literally, it's not me as a whole one person, it's me in a nutshell. People like me, black people like me, they cannot under any circumstance under that algorithm let us blow up. When my face is there, I get nothing. I could put just my voice to
tractor trailer. How many did you get?
It should be over 40,000 now.
I have not gotten into the tens of thousands ever since they let me back on my account. I don't care what I post.
Yeah,
I have not gotten up to that.
40.2K, because there is no algorithm.
Put your face on there.
This is the algorithm. This is their platform. This is their, I've already been.
I'm
already their target. I mean, and I know that because, I mean, I would go all out and say it, but when I post someone of another nationality, it goes up.
Oh, those videos blow up too. I saw one with a little friend, yeah.
And she knows it. So it's, and she, when she had Mia and Victoria on her videos, they canceled her account and told her, you are never getting it back. And
that's what they told me, permanent ban.
If you do this again, you know what I'm saying? If you do this again, we will cite you for violating your breach of contract.
Did she get her account back?
Never. She literally had to get a brand new phone, brand new number, and just to get a new TikTok.
Yeah,
and
you know,
her followers back. Hmm. She had over 200,000. She had over 200,000.
How many does she have now?
Probably like 5.
And see, when that guy told me that was his 5th reincarnation or whatever, I was like, I'm not motivated for that. If you know. I don't feel like starting all over and getting a new account. No, I don't want to do it.
And when I tell you, they're really moving into the sick phase of social media. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all negative, 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 negative. You barely can find anything positive. Like, I had it programmed one time because I just kept doing TDJ.
You might be on a different side of TikTok because I have a lot of spiritual people with positive affirmations, how to raise your vibration, all of that. I see all of that.
Only after I come off of Instagram reading all the positive stuff, then that algorithm will pick up on TikTok. If I don't go there first, I will get, let's move on to like Jalen Walker. Don't know if you heard of him.
Well, we are like so out of time. We're like 3 minutes out of time. So I don't know if you want to
basically showing his killing, which is how hard is that?
I didn't watch it.
Okay.
I didn't watch it.
It's hard.
We've got to talk about next week. We really have to talk about all these killings in Ohio, the Chicago shooting, and R. Kelly and Ghislaine. I mean, we had a lot of topics, but I think the CERN spirituality thing became so intriguing, which is what it's supposed to do. We're supposed to flow naturally.
Absolutely.
That just sucked up our time. But I'm actually literally going to save this page so that next week we can pick right back up where we left off. And as always, we enjoy having this conversation and having our viewers listen in and participate. Please feel free to leave comments. We love to hear and respond to your comments. And we'll definitely be back with another episode
of Kicking It with Kim and Tora. Thank you. And please always like, subscribe, and follow us to the end and jump in the conversation and enjoy the moments that we have to vent about everything that's going on in the world. So see you next time.
See you next time.